Commercial cannabis-related development in the Humboldt Rio del Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site, moved forward at the April 24th Rio del Planning Commission meeting. Glenn White received approval for a conditional use permit modification for temporary cannabis activity facilities at the business park, which will be used until construction is complete on the multi-building project. The temporary units include a testing laboratory, a manufacturing unit, and office space. Construction of the permanent buildings is expected to start shortly, but it will likely take 8 to 9 months before PG&E provides electricity to the site, and even longer for natural gas. The facilities will be utilizing generators until then. Rio del Holdings received approval for design review and a conditional use permit for their 6-building development at the business park. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell summarized the project.
I believe we've got another good project coming out of the Humboldt Rio del Business Park. The project is actually going to consist of multiple aspects of cannabis activity, but the project right now is a design review of the buildings themselves and the landscaping. If you look at the maps, and I believe they start on page 26, they're fold-out maps in your packet. It actually has the site plan, which includes the landscaping plan, and you can see there are 6 buildings proposed. Two of those buildings will include indoor cultivation, 22,000 square feet each. One would include processing, manufacturing, distribution. Another will include manufacturing, which includes volatile and non-volatile manufacturing. We'll have a maintenance building, and then a third building, which I believe is just sixth building, which is just a distribution building, and that's on the remainder parcel. That parcel is roughly 6 acres in size. There will also be a 3 greenhouses, 2 5,000 square foot greenhouses, and then a 10,000 square foot greenhouse for cultivation, and then a 43,000 square foot, I believe it's a greenhouse for the nursery.
The property includes a brownfield site due to soil and groundwater contamination from wood preservatives used while the mill was in operation. Site approval includes remediation of the contamination and monitoring of the groundwater. It should be noted that the recently completed Metropolitan Wells project, which will provide a secondary source of drinking water to Rio del, is also located at the site, although it is uphill from this specific project. Caldwell previewed some of the upcoming projects at the Humboldt Rio del Business Park, which will be coming before the Planning Commission.
All right, our next regularly scheduled meeting is going to be, I believe it's May 22nd, and we will have, I'm hoping to have the tentative subdivision map for your commission's consideration then, a Humboldt Brand Company, which is going to be locating a manufacturing package and distribution facility in the old Moore Fuel building, and then Mountain West Investments, which is a pretty big project. It's 3 large buildings on the southern end of the strip between Northwestern Avenue and Highway 101.
The full agenda packet with the Rio del Holdings project details is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio del Planning Commission will be May 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.